One more word and heads will roll. Heart is empty and his pain is great.
This is Bill Metz. He's a local musician. The song he's singing is about addiction and inner demons. It's an emotional and personal song, but it's not his song exactly. That's because it's not his story. The song was written by Will Soto. Soto is also a musician, but
I unfortunately can't play and sing at the same time. I can write and I can play.
Soto got together with Metz while going through addiction treatment. Music was just one part of his counseling. Music is the oldest and perhaps the most popular kind of therapy. You can't turn on the radio without hearing a song about heartbreak or disappointment. But this kind of therapy is usually only available to people who can actually write and play music. That's why singer-songwriter Bill Metz and other local musicians are lending their skills to people in the community coping with addiction and emotional trauma. In a rehab facility near downtown Fort Myers, the group called Hope by Song performed some of the music they've put together.
Walk on eggshells in your own house. Walk a mile in my shoes.
The group meets every few weeks in facilities like this to encourage people going through counseling to participate and share their stories. Metz and other musicians take letters, journal entries, and poems and turn them into music. Metz says even though they aren't his words or his stories, he finds a connection to every song he writes.
I'm finding that you're talking about singing someone else's experience. There's always something from it that I can relate to, and another person's experience to, you know, that I can draw from to bring to the music that I put to it, to their words.
And Will Soto, who gave one of his writings to Metz, says nothing got lost in translation.
When I, you know, heard what they did with it, I was just blown away. I mean, they were able to kind of grab hold of the feelings that I wrote down and make music out of it, and I thought it was amazing.
Soto's friend Melissa submitted her poems. She says hearing those songs played back to her brings her right back to how she felt when she was writing them.
It's indescribable. I mean, there's no better way to express how you feel than actually hear it in a song, or to hear somebody else's song and be able to relate to it.
Every time he lifts his hand,
Nita Flores, who has a background in music coordination and social work, started Hope by Song about a year ago. Now the group is working with addicts going through rehab, abuse victims at a local women's shelter, and military vets struggling with PTSD. Flores says the program has been therapeutic for everyone involved, the musicians, the writers, and even the audience.
We've watched women who felt abandoned or had gone through years of abuse all of a sudden feel like they were validated because somebody took the time to hear them.
Yeah, 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 but every time he lifts his hand, I cry. I close my eyes like I don't see. Open them wide and then I flee.
The musicians perform small live concerts. The music is also available for everyone to hear online at hopebysong.com. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.